going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
9:43, 17 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I was flipping around on TV over the weekend, I think it was, and saw something on WIES, A History of Nord or New Orleans in the 50s or something. And Nord, originally the New Orleans Recreation Department Commission, which was shortened to Nord, that was like a national model for juvenile recreation and keeping kids from getting into trouble and so forth. Then it kind of went down, then it went up. Now some groups are saying that joint statement released, and I'm quoting a story from Joni S. here from NOLA.com. Joint statement released by the NOAA Coalition says the state of the New Orleans Recreation Department Commission's neighborhood parks and sports fields is alarming and unsafe for kids, adding to the criticism the agency has received in recent years. Joining the coalition, which includes nonprofits and businesses in issuing the public letter, are the New Orleans NAACP, New Orleans Chamber of Commerce, MCC, East New Orleans Neighborhood Advisory Commission, Hispanic Chamber of Commerce of Louisiana, and the Business Council of New Orleans and the River Region. Joining us now is Larry Barabino, the CEO of NORD, the New Orleans Recreation Department, to talk about this. How you doing, Larry?
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
Let's talk about, first of all, the importance of NORD, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I mean, when it comes to the history of it in the city and the importance in deterring juvenile delinquency, there's no doubt that that's the best money you can spend, is there?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's one of the best investments you could spend between recreational services and the education school system services. Absolutely.
So what would you say to the report that the New Orleans Coalition that I just quoted and Metropolitan Crime Commission and so forth had to say?
So, well, it's a few layers to that. And just to, you know, be clear is people talk about the newly released Big Green Easy Master Plan report that's out. And just to be clear, NORD, actually in partnership with the Mayor's Office of Youth and Families, wrote a grant to NRPA, received $450,000 to have that master plan done, right? My goal as the CEO of NORD was to be very transparent on the state of not just NORD, but Parks and Recs throughout the city of New Orleans. And I participated intimately with that master planning, but to present that master plan to the administration, as well as the state elected officials and the locally state elected officials and our council, to show the state of NORD compared to Parks and Recs around the region as well as the country. And it showed that, of course, NORD had facilities. NORD's been in existence since 1947. NORD have facilities that are in dire need of funding to be repaired, replaced, or demolished, and are restored. But also it showed that we lack funding, lack staff. And so, you know, was not surprised at some of the stuff because we know that we need to do some major capital investments in NAR's portfolio as it relates to a lot of its properties and facilities.
So let me read another thing here. This is from Laura Canizaro Rodriguez, who I think was on with Newell talking about this. December, she posted saying that it just sends a strong message to our youth that we don't care. There's how we represent our city and our community, saying that the NORD Commission, which operated on a $20 million budget last year, shouldn't receive taxpayer dollars if it continues to neglect its facilities. So I guess the question to you, Larry, is are you getting the money you need, or are these facilities in a state of disrepair?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Bear, and I'm going to be a big long question, so bear with me, because you don't have enough money to take care of them. I know you guys are in the middle of an audit right now. What are your main challenges, let's put it that way, when it comes to either prioritizing playgrounds or facilities that need to be looked at, and do you have the money to take care of what needs to be done?
Sure. So with saying that, every year I go in front of council to present my budget. And in the process, I have some council members that, first of all the council members, support NARD. But also they ask me, do I need any additional funding for the programming side? And what I always tell the council is, in actuality, I need funding for the capital side. Because the capital side, which is bond funds, a capital outlay funds, don't come to NARD. They go to the city's capital projects administration that renovates, rebuilds, and or build new facilities, not just for NARD, but all parks and rec agencies. And so with saying that, my budget is designed primarily to fix things at NARD and to operate the facilities and to program those facilities. But with saying that, the biggest need, and it's the fact that the city of New Orleans received millions of dollars from FEMA to rebuild facilities. But what we did not receive is the capital money to continue to maintain and to upkeep facilities that are, some of them are operated 6 to 7 days a week. These facilities are just like our homes. When we go through hurricanes and we go through storms, these facilities go through those same storms and same hurricanes. So if I have 50 playgrounds or facilities with high mass lights, I might have 50 facilities with high mass light damages, right? And so those funds to go out and fix all 50 of those do not sit in my operational budget, and that's why my ask every year is for more bond funds and or more capital outlay funds.
Let me get this text real quick, because I don't know what I don't know, Larry, and I don't know who texted this in. I don't know what it means. $15 million in payroll is mismanagement. Do you know what that means? Do you have $15 million in payroll?
So let me say this, yes. So when you look, first of all, everything with NOD is transparent. Everything is done through whether it's the procurement department or the administration. Everything is viewed by the city council. So when you talk about payroll or you talk about staffing, right? So NOD has to bring on an additional 150 staff for summer to open outdoor pools. Mm-hmm. That's staffing. NOD have about 160 facilities and assets that we manage, and we have over 35 to 40 staff that goes out, clean up, do repairs, maintenance of those facilities. We have 12 to 14 multipurpose rec centers that provides programming throughout the community.
Larry, we're running out of time. Let me get to this. You got a $20 million budget. Is that the deal?
It's a $20 million budget with $1.2 million at CDBG for summer. But of course, we run so many facilities that those facilities are staffed.
So give me a quick
stadiums or facilities.
Give me a quick pie chart on how that money's spent.
So about $16 million is on staff and personnel to manage all 160 plus facilities and assets citywide, which consists of rec centers, swimming pools, stadiums, outdoors programs, cultural programming, a list of program, educational program, as well as the athletic programming. So there are staff that manage and maintain those programs and those facilities citywide.
So the $4 million that's left out of that $20 million, there's no way that's going to be enough for any capital improvements, and it doesn't seem like it's even enough to maintain what you have in terms of equipment and everything else, is it?
Absolutely, and that's why the request is for bond funds, because bond funds can be used specifically to do capital outlay repairs and to maintain to do the facility repairs and maintenance as needed with the HVAC systems and et cetera. And we're always requesting capital outlay funds.
So the budget to cut grass around playgrounds, et cetera, that comes out of that $20 million, or is that parkways and
parks? That comes out of that $20 million. That's $500,000 goes to grass cutting.
Okay. I want you to come back when we have a little bit more time, because
absolutely.
And especially after the audit comes out, because I want people to understand this. I don't want to accuse you of something wrong if you're not doing it. I don't know
absolutely.
You know, I know you're all about transparency. I think you are, and,
yes.
And you want people to understand where the money's going. So nothing's cheap. I know that, and we'll talk about the different areas and which states are in the most disrepair and needs the most immediate attention. All right? You can come back.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right. I think it's an important thing. Larry Barabino, CEO of NORD New Orleans Recreation Department. It is the best money I think a government can spend to keep kids out of trouble. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight. You're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.